Hola, good people. It's Mystic here, and welcome to Natural Mystic Podcast. I hope that you have had a great week of just restricting yourselves from something, just really trying to develop your self-discipline and your self-control. I hope that it's been working out, and as we will continue to do that, of course, it will get stronger and stronger. Now, typically, you know, when I'm recording, before I record, I will research a topic and, you know, research a topic, write on it, and then record. But I couldn't find a topic this week. Well, I had a few topics, but it just wasn't fitting right. And so I was just struggling, right? And so after meditating, after just listening to the proper hertz and the proper frequencies, asking, seeking, and knocking, I just came up with this. I didn't write anything. This is kind of a blooper episode. See, I'm already messing up. A blooper episode, if you will. It's going to be a lot of ums and a lot of pauses. So let's just see. Let's just see. But we're not in control. I am learning this, going through this weeks ago. I can't remember exactly what it was that I was going through, but whatever it was, you know, I would plan out things and it just would not go as planned, and it would irritate me so much. And so during that particular week, I kept experiencing it, and it just kept screaming at me. And so, of course, as I always say, a lot of times when you are continuously going through something, there's a lesson out of that situation. And so I'm looking for a lesson at this point, because I was continuously going through this, and all I could come up with is that I am not in control. I'm not in control. We are not in control. So we shouldn't spiral out, you know, if something doesn't go our way. Of course, we can have all the plans in the world, but we aren't in control. You know, we try to be in control, and, you know, of course, it's good to have plans, but we're not in total control. What I mean is, like, no one will be able to wake up in the morning and predict their day. They're not going to say at 9:15 this is going to happen, at 10:12 I'll be doing this. Like, no one is in control, and so we can't predict every, you know, single moment of our lives, and we have to be okay with it. Like I said, we can't spiral out every time something doesn't go our way. I try to move by the feel of things. I try to, you know, just if it doesn't feel right, or if it doesn't fit, you know, I just try to, you know, I don't force it. And so that's basically how we ended up here with this episode here, just allowing things to flow in place. And like I said, I just try to go by the movement, and no, everything isn't going to be perfect. You know, it's not going to be perfect. It's okay to mess up. It's all right. God knows that we aren't perfect. And that's how actually Jesus came into the picture, because he had to send someone down who hadn't sinned. And we all, you know, we all sin, and that's okay. But that's why Jesus was sent. There was no one else certified to be in his position. And imagine us out here, you know, just imagine us. Say if we were told that we're going to die at 3:15 p.m. tomorrow. Do you know how much we're going to try to talk God out of it? We're praying. We trying to, you know, get out of this. And so we wouldn't do right in we wouldn't do right anyway. Jesus was the only one who was certified. We wouldn't die for ourselves, let alone strangers. And that's what Jesus did. He died for, you know, us random people, knowing that we were going to continuously mess up. But, you know, that's just how much God loved us. You know, he gave his only begotten son. He needed a pure sacrifice, and, you know, we aren't that, but that's okay. That's okay. But the original point was back to just not having plans. And, you know, we can't be in control. We can't be in control. We have to use discernment, because, of course, I could have wrote on something. I had multiple topics, but it just didn't feel right, you know, and I didn't want to force it. I used discernment. Basically, discernment is just, you know, good judgment, truth, you know. Like I said, I didn't want to force it. And so this is how we're here rambling on. But we have to use discernment in everything, actually, just in relationships. You know, people lie, just talking to people, you know, interacting with people on a day-to-day basis. You know, people have stories upon stories. And so we have to use discernment and, you know, just deciphering that, and just in our lives. Even when making purchases, you know, everything, we can't be too impulsive. You know, we got to use good judgment. So it all ties in to each other. But Yeah, we have to just do better as we're growing and evolving. I said a few episodes ago, we were closing out, but I was asking, like, how big is your light and how bright is your light? Don't cover it with bandages. And just touching on that a bit, your light is basically all the good things, and you got the God in you, the love, the peace, the joy, all the good things. And so we can't, you know, dim our love for someone because they don't love us right. Or we can't, you know, we just can't do the seeking revenge for revenge. We just have to continue to let our light shine despite the situations and despite how people might treat us. We have to continue to just push on and be ourselves, because like I said before, when someone wrongs you, they don't have to pay. Well, we don't have to pay for that. They do. So it's not on us. It's actually on them. And so, you know, at that point, we just kind of washing our hands with it. But we can't dim our lights. We have to continue to help others and just continue to give, and not always give money. When we think about money, of course, that's big, you know, giving that. But just giving our time, just picking up the phone, calling, texting, checking in on people, just the small things. We got to give a little bit more. And, you know, we just got to love others like our Father loves us. Love the unlovable people, the unlovables, you know, the rude, the stubborn, the hard-headed people, you know, that may be our family or friends. We got to continue to not dim our lights, because when we stop loving them, when we start, you know, matching energy, the negative energy with their negative energy, then we starting to dim our lights. So again, as we continue to be the best version of ourselves, as we continue to tap in to our higher selves, we just got to continue to do the hard stuff. You know, continue to do the things that we don't want to do. You know, going to the gym, eating right. We don't always want to eat salad, so we don't always want to eat broccoli. You know, we don't always want to go lift and do legs and stuff, but we know that it'll be beneficial to our body. Even though we don't want to do it, we will be much pleased with the results of it. And so that's the same thing with just doing right by people. We are end up doing right by ourselves. You know, even if we don't feel like that they deserve it, we still got to show grace and just continue to do the hard stuff. You know, this is my first time. Like I said, I typically write everything down. I'm a writer as well, of course, so I typically write everything down. I'm just out here freestyling because I'm a rapper. But anyway, I hope that you've enjoyed it. Oh, we do have to pray out, of course, and I normally kind of have a segue or something, but just, you know, continuously being obedient. I hope that you have enjoyed it. Jesus' name, we thank you for this day. We thank you for everything that you continue to do and bless us with, Heavenly Father. Lord, we just pray that we continue to do right by you. We continue to do right by ourselves. We continue to do right by others, Lord. We just pray that we continue to dig deeper to heal the issues that we may have within ourselves, Lord. We just pray that we always continue to seek your face. Pray that we slow down and just spend time with you. We just thank you in advance for everything that you're doing, how you're healing us, how you're elevating us. We thank you in advance in Jesus' name. Amen. Good people. Again, this was a different episode, but again, we can't plan everything. We can't be in control. We just must let it flow. So I hope that you have enjoyed it. A homework. Haha, I did remember that. Didn't write it down. But anyway, again, we're just going to continue to fast. This is in October now. Season one will end on October 30th. So as we wind down this season, but we're continue to elevate in our lives, we're going to continue to fast. We're going to continue to restrict ourselves from things that we know that we don't need, little by little, bit by bit. But of course, it is always moving one step ahead. So I hope that y'all have a wonderful, beautiful, peace-filled week. And until next time, good people.